The Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a winepress in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants, who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures? 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." When the chief priests and Pharisees heard his parables, they knew he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord. A landowner planted a vineyard. Our Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself as the true vine. So our Heavenly Father from the very beginning sent his word to the earth to bring about a people peculiarly his own. And he continued to give them his word to guide them. He planted a vineyard and put a hedge around it, led them to a land of their own, a city of their own surrounded by the hills of Jerusalem, and a wall was built around that city, and dug a winepress in it. There was an altar of sacrifice, and then built a tower, the temple surrounding it. For what purpose? That they might produce its fruits, that they might bring about the fruits of conversion, of repentance, of a virtuous life. Such was the purpose that he entrusted his tenants to oversee his people. And he sent servants to them when they failed to do this. One they beat, like Jeremiah. Another they killed, like Isaiah. A third they stoned, like Zacharias. And he continued to send the prophets to them. Why is it so essential that the tenants produce that fruit, that they themselves become virtuous and holy? Because how would the people become holy unless those overseeing them became holy? I remember my first couple years here in the parish when things were especially busy. And my Uncle Alan would call me regularly. And every single time we spoke on the phone, he would say to me, he said, "Hey, in the midst of your busyness, are you making your holy hour every day?" Saying to me, "How are you going to lead us to Jesus unless you are intimate with Jesus?" Just yesterday, I was flipping through a book on St. Maximian Kolbe. And he would say to his brothers, to his fellow priests who were under him, he would say, "Let us never forget that we must become saints first. If we expect those around us to become holy, it must begin with us." The kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit. There are things we know that we must do if we are going to produce the fruits of holiness in our own lives. We ask our Lord for the grace to do those as we receive Him today.